Good morning, friends. Pastor Marley here from Alconbury Independent Baptist Church. Friends, we're all aware of what's happening in Ukraine at the moment, how Mr. Putin has invaded a sovereign nation illegally, unjustly, and the Ukrainian people are fighting a just war, seeking to defend themselves. But we need to remember the humanitarian crisis. We need to remember the women and children, the fathers and mothers and the grandparents who are suffering terribly. Remembering too that God is not surprised by what has happened, and he is at work even through these times of tragedy. We need to pray for those who are in authority, that mercy will be shown and grace will be extended. I've got some contacts in Ukraine, one or two pastors who have stayed with their congregations. They're seeking to encourage Bible-believing churches to continue to stand for the Saviour. Do you know, in the Bible, Jesus tells us in his last week of ministry that these things will come to pass, that there will be wars and rumours of wars. In Mark chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus gives a list of the signs before he comes, and he says this: "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows." You know, in the last 2 years, many people have gone through hardship. But the Christian has a hope that is far greater than the circumstances, a hope that is certain and secure, a hope that is built upon the promises of God. Peter writes about these exceeding precious promises in the first chapter of his second epistle, in chapter 1 and verse 4. Exceeding precious promises. At this time, let us remember that God is still sovereign, and he cares for the destitute, for those struggling and in difficulty. He has a loving heart, and we trust you'll look to him. Thank you.